Okay, so you want to live in Boston. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Right. But then you start looking at condos and it's like luxury waterfront this and rooftop oasis that
Right.
makes your head spin, right?
Yeah, it's a lot. Boston's always been a hot market, but this condo thing, it's really taken off lately, especially in Midtown and downtown.
Exactly. And that's what we're diving into today. We've got this awesome resource from Ford Realty. They break down everything, and I mean everything you need to know about Boston condos.
It's really impressive.
Right. And before we get to the fun stuff, like, are those rooftop pools actually worth it? We got to lay some groundwork.
Yeah, for sure. I
Yeah.
mean, you don't want to jump into any real estate market blindly.
Especially not this one.
Yeah.
So, big question. Why are people choosing condos, particularly in Midtown and downtown? What's the big draw?
Well, a lot of it comes down to lifestyle.
Yeah.
Young professionals, especially, are really driving this trend.
Okay, interesting. How so?
They're delaying traditional homeownership, prioritizing experiences, career growth, you know, that whole thing.
So instead of a house in the suburbs, it's a chic condo with a walk score of 99.
Exactly. Walkability is huge. Imagine stepping out your door and you've got restaurants, shops, work, all right there.
That does sound pretty tempting. No more commuting headaches.
That's the idea. It's all about that urban energy, that convenience.
Makes sense. But our resource also flags something kind of scary. Common condo buyer mistakes. And apparently these happen a lot, even to experienced buyers.
Oh, yeah. Condo ownership comes with its own set of quirks compared to a standalone house.
Okay, like what? Give us the inside scoop.
Well, one big one is underestimating the importance of those condo association documents.
Oh, yeah, those massive documents with all the rules and regulations.
Exactly those. They can make or break your living experience. Things like pet policies, guest restrictions, even renovation rules.
So basically, don't skim over the fine print.
You got it. Overlooking those details, those fees, it can lead to major headaches down the line.
Noted. Knowledge is power, especially in a market as hot as Boston.
Absolutely. It's about being informed, knowing what questions to ask, so you can make the best decision for you.
Okay, so we've covered why people are choosing condos and some pitfalls to avoid. Now let's dive into those specific neighborhoods, Midtown and downtown. What makes these areas so special?
Well, they both have that classic Boston charm, but with their own unique personalities, you know?
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Think of Midtown as the energetic younger sibling, always buzzing, always lively. You've got the theater district there.
Ah, the iconic theater district.
Exactly. Historic theaters, trendy restaurants, beautiful architecture. It's a real mix, a real melting pot.
So Midtown for those who thrive on that vibrant, fast-paced energy. Got it. What about downtown? What's the vibe there?
Downtown is where history meets modern hustle, you know? The financial district, government center, those iconic landmarks, and of course, the waterfront.
Okay, so a bit more of that classic, maybe even a bit more, I don't know, serious vibe.
You could say that. But don't be fooled. Downtown is changing. More and more people are choosing to live there, enticed by the convenience and that unbeatable waterfront access.
Two different vibes, but both undeniably Boston. Okay, I'm ready to move on to the really fun stuff. Let's talk about what's inside these condos. Our resource keeps mentioning these luxury amenities, rooftop pools, in-building gyms, even pet spas. Are we talking five-star hotel living here?
It's getting close, that's for sure.
Right, but how much of it is actually like necessary versus just, wanting to say you live in a building with a kombucha tap?
You bring up a good point. It's not all about extravagant perks, though those do get the attention, don't they? But when you look at what buyers are actually prioritizing, it's things like co-working spaces, pet-friendly amenities, even those in-building package rooms.
Ah, so it's about convenience, catering to a certain lifestyle.
Exactly. And that makes sense when you think about who's living in these condos. Busy professionals, long hours, they value their free time.
So having everything right there in their building, that's a huge draw.
Makes their lives easier.
Definitely. Now, our resource also mentions something called, and I quote, code words. Basically, those real estate terms that sound all fancy but might have a hidden meaning.
Ah, yes. Real estate definitely has its own language, doesn't it?
For sure.
Yeah.
So give us the inside scoop. What are some code words we should watch out for?
Okay, well, one you'll see a lot, especially in Midtown and downtown, is investor friendly.
Okay, so that means.
It usually means the building has flexible rental policies. So if you're thinking of renting out your condo someday,
That could be a big plus.
yes,
Smart.
it's something to consider for sure.
Okay, what else? Hit us with another real estate code word.
How about low condo fees?
Music to any buyer's ears.
Right, especially in a market like this, it means lower monthly expenses, which can make a big difference.
Huge. sometimes that can be the deciding factor, right? Whether you can swing that dream condo or not.
For sure. And another one, since we're talking urban living, is walk score.
Ah, yes, the walk score. Important, but kind of mysterious. What does it actually tell us?
Basically, how easy it is to live car-free in that location. So a high walk score means you can walk to pretty much everything.
Groceries, restaurants, the works. That's the dream.
It's a big selling point for a lot of people, especially in a city like Boston, where parking can be tricky.
To put it mildly. Okay, so we've covered amenities, those real estate code words. Now let's get into some actual numbers. Our resource dives into Boston Midtown condo sales volume. Might sound a little dry, but I think it's fascinating, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Sales volume can tell us a lot about the health of a market, where it might be headed.
Right, so what's the trend line looking like for Midtown?
Well, the resource cites a 15% year-over-year increase in Midtown condo sales.
Wow, 15%. That's significant.
It is. And while past performance isn't always indicative of future results, a consistent upward trend like that, it does suggest strong demand, you know, and potential for growth.
Which is something investors definitely look at. Now, what I really appreciate about this resource is that it doesn't just stop at Midtown. It also gives us a glimpse into broader Boston real estate trends, right?
Exactly. It's all connected, isn't it? Like putting together a puzzle.
Gives you the full picture. Okay, so we've talked amenities, market trends, but what about those breathtaking views everyone always talks about? Those Boston skyline views. The resource mentions Boston Midtown condos with a view. Fill us in. What's the deal with these views?
Oh, those views are definitely a big selling point, especially in Midtown.
Right. Everyone talks about those Boston skyline views. But what's the big deal, really?
Well, for one thing, a great view can add serious value to your condo. Like, imagine waking up to a panoramic city skyline every morning. Or sipping your coffee overlooking the Charles River.
Okay, yeah, that sounds pretty nice.
It's not just about aesthetics, though. A good view often means more natural light, a sense of spaciousness, even a connection to the outdoors.
Makes sense. Even if you're high above the city streets, you still get that little slice of nature.
Exactly. And that can have a real impact on your well-being, you know?
For sure. It's interesting, though, this whole conversation has really highlighted this shift towards city living, hasn't it?
It really has. People are rethinking what it means to live and work in a city, and condos, they're a big part of that.
It's like you have the excitement of the city, but you can still find that sense of community within your building.
Yeah, that's a great point. You've got your own private space, but then you also have those shared amenities, those chances to connect with neighbors.
Best of both worlds, kind of.
Exactly. It's about finding your niche, that balance between your own space and that urban energy.
Love that. So we've covered a lot of ground here, decoding those real estate code words, understanding those all-important condo association documents. But as always, we want to leave you with something to think about.
A little food for thought.
Exactly. So as you dive deeper into this Ford Realty resource, and you really should, it's amazing. Think about what matters most to you. What are your must-haves in a condo? What kind of lifestyle do you see yourself having in Boston?
And don't forget about those little details that make a place feel like home. That charming bookstore around the corner, your favorite coffee shop.
So important. Those little things make all the difference.
Absolutely.
So whether you're actively condo hunting or just starting to dream, remember, knowledge is power.
And don't be afraid to dream big.
Couldn't agree more. That's all the time we have for today. Till next time.